Well, I guess it's a good morning not to have reservations on Alaska Airlines.
Well, they have had their hands full. They had had to do a ground stop where they, in essence, grounded every plane at its destination because of a computer outage that they were having issues with. And it went on for several hours. It took them until early in the morning to get things squared away. They have resumed operations, which is the good news. But, Tony, it's going to take them probably through the day today, back to tomorrow, to get all the pieces back to where the place where they need to be. It was April of, I think, last year that they also had a weight and balance computer issue that caused them to ground all their flights as well. And we've seen it not only with Alaska Airlines, but Southwest, Delta, everyone's had computer issues. You just hope they don't happen during a holiday travel season or the busy summer travel season. But just like your car breaking down, we never seem to be able to pick the time when it happens. Always seems to happen at the most inconvenient time, and that was certainly the case here.
It certainly is, and even though Alaska doesn't have a major presence at RDU, we do have a couple of flights out of here every day with Alaska Airlines. Jay, I understand the Department of Transportation has some new restrictions on Mexican airlines.
Yeah, there was an agreement that was hammered out back in 2015 or 2016 where it was kind of a reciprocal agreement with regards to the flight activity into Mexico and from Mexico into the United States, where they were kind of leveling the playing field, which was really a good agreement because that way we were being awarded the same number of slots in certain airports, and it was a very well thought out deal that they hammered out between the two countries. Well, the problem was in 2021 and 2022, Mexico kind of started not keeping up their end of the deal. So it was allowed to continue to slide for a number of years, and the Trump administration through the Department of Transportation kind of blew the whistle here and said, time out. No, we're going to go back to the way we had it because that was an agreement that was, agreed to between the two countries, and it's certainly in the best interest of U.S. Airlines, and we only want you to abide by your side of the deal. And until they the Department of Transportation say we're going to have some restrictions on some of the flights coming into the United States. And I suspect, Tony, with them short order, they're going to get this hammered out. Because, again, it was a deal that was ongoing for a number of years. But when it started to slide, the Biden administration really didn't pursue it much. But the Trump administration says, yeah, we're going to close this loophole because it's in the best interest of U.S. Airlines.
Jay, there's some scary moments. I know recently Delta Airlines engine malfunction out at LAX.
Yeah, there's pictures of this engine on fire. It kind of flamed out as it took off. And as you and I have discussed many times, that the most critical time of flight is on takeoff and landing, and especially takeoff. And what happened was as the aircraft lifted off out of Los Angeles' airport, the left engine, the port side malfunction, had fire kind of shoot out the back as it backfired. Pictures were taken, and it was like, oh, my gosh, the airplane's on fire. Well, that was just kind of the engine was, and they ended up, shutting that engine down, and they simply turned around and came back and landed on one engine. The aircraft today are designed that you can fly cross-country on one engine if you have to, so it was really no big deal. And the reason that I'm told a lot of times, now, come on, Jay, you're just minimizing it. And I said, no, when you sit in the cockpit, you will hear the captain and the first officer talking about, when we get to this point of the runway, it's the point of no return, we have to take off. If we have an engine failure or have to come back, this is the approach, this is how we're going to handle it. They rehearse this before every single departure. So it's nothing more than them following a pre-established procedure when it happens. So, I mean, imagine what kind of drivers we would all be if we had that same sort of thought process when we're driving. But they landed, taxiing back to the gate. It was no big deal. We probably have one of these engine-type situations occur every week, sometimes two a week. They're mechanical things. They tend to break down from time to time. The good news is the aircraft and the crews are trained to handle things when these kind of situations arise.
And that's reassuring to know that they're prepared for situations like that. Jay, any hub delays that we need to know about this morning?
Minneapolis is probably going to be our late-day problem child, I suspect, as we're getting into the day. Of course, the late-day thunderstorms are going to kind of mess things up temporarily, as we've had all the last couple of weeks. But, if you're connecting through Minneapolis, show up at the airport a little extra early just in case there's any problems with your flight connection.
Jay, thank you so much. As always, we'll talk to you next Monday.
Looking forward to it.